HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. I am an assistant editor at Mint. I keep a close track of all that is happening in the world of stock markets. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets.
The year 2020 has been a historically tough year as the pandemic struck economies in an unprecedented way. The volatility and uncertainty sparked by COVID-19 pushed Indian rupee to hit a record high of 76.90 against the dollar in 2020. However, infusion of excess liquidity by both government and central bank across the globe supported the risk appetite and reversed the uptrend. The Indian rupee weakened 3% against the dollar in 2020, making it the worst performing currency among Asian peers. So what's the way forward for Indian currency in 2021? To discuss that, I'm in conversation with Rahul Gupta, Head of Research Currency at MK Global Financial Services. Hi Rahul, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So Rahul, it's been a very peculiar year. All other asset classes except for rupee actually saw a yearly gain despite the COVID disruptions that we saw in March. But for rupee, it was not a very kind year. Rupee is actually ending 2020 in a very negative note against the dollar. So could you tell us what are the reasons that had a negative impact on rupee?
So 2020 has been a very different year. As we all know, the breakout of COVID-19 has hit majority of the economies across the globe. So India was nowhere different. But yes, coming to the point, India rupee being the weakest currency in Asia for 2020, majorly I would see it in a way that it was very well managed by RBI rather than being increased the volatility in the market. So if I talk from RBI perspective, if you see FII flows, India has hit almost $220 billion of flows in equity as per NSDL data. On the equity front, and reserves, if you talk from RBI reserves perspective, in the start of the year, that is on 3rd of January 2020, we were very close to almost $460 billion of reserves worth of dollars. And currently, we are standing very close to 580. So over the year, RBI has added forex reserves in their kitty of almost $120 billion worth. So that would be one of the factors because of which rupee has not gained so much as compared to other currencies the way it should have gained. And yes, it depreciated majorly because of the breakout of coronavirus and all the major economies getting hit. But it didn't come back to its level because of the RBI intervention, heavily RBI interventing into futures or forex market. As we all know, we don't know how RBI, how and when they will intervene. But that is majorly what triggered rupee.
Right. But this is also not a very odd year in the sense rupee has always been a weak currency as against the dollar year on year. But this year, as you mentioned, of course, COVID was there. But despite COVID, other asset classes like equities and gold, of course, is a safe haven, had recovered after the March, the way stock markets had crashed. But for rupee, of course, it took a lot of time to recover. It touched a record low. And you said that there were a lot of RBI interventions. If you can take us through what were the big RBI interventions for rupee in 2020.
So from RBI perspective, as I said, just to give you a perspective, almost in between 3 months when we were in lockdown, Jio itself attracted more than $20 billion worth of dollars. And and as I said, FIIs has put in almost $220 billion worth of dollars in equity markets. So more or less, RBI has absorbed all this liquidity. Also, this is from the RBI perspective. This is from the FIIs perspective. If you talk from government perspective, all the major governments in the world are infusing a lot of money. You talk from India's perspective itself, India Atmanirbhar Bharat, that project. So there are two stages to that project. As you know, 21 lakh crore rupees was infused by government into Indian equity. In second project, they almost infused 2 lakh crore rupees. RBI LTRO bond purchase, what they have done, almost 2 trillion worth of rupees they have injected. So a lot of liquidity was injected in the economy, of course, to help the growth and to come out of this pandemic situation. So there was a lot of liquidity in the market. And there is still a lot of liquidity. This is from India's perspective. If you talk from US perspective, you know they are continuously coming up with stimulus package. Even yesterday, there was a debate and there was a voting happened in Senate and they passed that bill of $2,000 check of to individuals who are in problem now because of COVID. So a lot of liquidity was infused across the globe. So majorly, all this liquidity now has got into equity. So you need some place because a common man as of now doesn't have any place to invest. His business is more or less impacted because of COVID. He doesn't know what would be the outcome. So one of the easiest way people look at is the most liquid way is equity. So one of the factors people try and book equity so that, you know, whenever they require, they can again get the money back. So that is one of the factors because of equity markets are boosting because of the ample of liquidity stimulus package across the globe. If you talk from gold's perspective, of course, it's being a safe haven during the time of pandemic. It hit almost MCX gold at 60,000, 57,000 to be precise. And again, it is back to 50,000 as we are talking. So that is another factor. And from currency perspective, as I said, USD INR, it depreciated. It touched all-time low of 76, 90, 91 levels. And again, it came back to 72 half, 72, 75 zone. And now currently trading very close to 73 half, 73, 40. So I would say rather than taking it that rupee has depreciated drastically, take it in a way that it depreciated and again back to its. So in the start of 2020, we were very close to 71.20. So 1st January spot rate was very close to 71.20. And standing today, it is at 73.20, 73.40. So we have depreciated almost 2 rupees, and which is a common phenomena because interest rate parity between India and US. India is a high paying interest as compared to US. So it will eventually continue to depreciate. So we are on a course of depreciation, and which has happened on a regular note. That is what has impacted rupee according to me.
I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, this year, even dollar index, which is a benchmark for dollar, that has also weakened around 6% in this year. So what, according to you, because both the currencies, dollar index and the rupee, Indian currency, both the assets have depreciated this year. So what's the reason for dollar index to weaken this in 2020?
So one of the major factor, if I just forget about COVID in 2020, one of the biggest event what we had was the US elections. Now again, US elections is one of the things which across the globe it gets impacted, who will be the next president and what would be the policy of the next president. And it's a 4-year major event. It's a major political event which happens every 4 years. So 2020 also witnessed the US elections. And that was the factors because of which, you know, all the stimulus package and all the COVID relief package which came out of US, that depreciated dollars. And that got, because of that, I think dollar index depreciated almost, 12% in 2020 as a whole. It was 102 and currently trading very close to 90. So a big depreciation happened in dollar index because of the US elections. A lot of money got printed. It has been said that Trump has added almost 20% of its GDP as a debt only in 2020 itself. So if you print a lot of money, if you give a lot of stimulus, if you increase a lot of liquidity, your currency has to depreciate. So that would be major factor because of which dollar index have depreciated.
Right. So in this scenario, how, as you're entering 2021, of course, things and scenarios probably will change by next year. Where do you see rupee and dollar going forward in 2021? And secondly, where do you see the other Asian currency? Because if Indian currency is weak, of course, it has its impact on the economy and the FI flows also, because the EM baskets, which has Asian markets also in it, if the other currency is stronger, then of course it will have an impact. But what I'm asking you is about the dollar outlook and rupee for 2021.
So for 2021, I think a lot of things has to be look out for. So one of the factors which I would be looking out, see, coronavirus, how it will impact the new string of virus coming out of UK and Nigeria, as already said, they also have another string. So how that will predict, that will come out, that no one can predict. However, beyond that COVID thing, if you want to look at 2021, for me, it would be very important to look how US and China things shape up when Biden takes the office, probably around 20th of January. And after that, how he would have thoughts about US and China and how the trade war, because before 2021, before 2020, it was complete US-China trade war, Trump putting a lot of sanctions and imposing a lot of taxes that we all have seen. How that thing will shape up, that is something what I would be looking out for in 2021. And Brexit was one of the biggest thing which people wanted to look out. But hopefully now it is almost deal is done and things would work out. I don't think there would be any issues on that front. So geopolitical tension, I would say, is one of the major factors which will impact, which would be seen, which would be eyed in 2021, coming from perspective of India and India and China, US and China, North Korea, South Korea, South Asia Sea issue. So I think geopolitical tension will take the front foot in 2021. And coming to the view on USD INR, what I have understood that RBI is trying to manage rupee in a very proper manner. They are not trying to look out for a level, according to me. They are just trying to curb the liquidity in the market. So keeping that in mind, if you see rupee from last 2.5 months is very much into a range, 73.74, 73.74 half, around that range. So it has been managed in a very well way. And of course, as we know, US have already added rupee in the watch list, USD INR, in the currency manipulator watch list. So of course, even that would be look out for that. Will RBI continue to intervene despite US getting into action and putting India into watch list? So of course, all these things, how it will shape up, we need to check. But what I personally believe, 2021 USD INR will be more or less broadly in a range. I don't expect any major appreciation or depreciation happening in USD INR. So broader range would be 71.50 on the downside and 76.5, 76.90, the all-time high. So I think we are not going to see a new high in 2021. Probably standing today, things might change tomorrow itself with the corona thing and everything coming into picture. So broadly, I think rupee will be in a range. RBI continues to manage. RBI is managing it well. And RBI indirectly have said a lot of time, RBI governor has said that we don't target a level, but we always try to curb the liquidity. We try to reduce the liquidity in the forex market. So, and with also banks getting the approval for NDF markets. So even overnight risk, you know, before that, there were a lot of overnight risk which used to happen, that in US market, something happens tomorrow morning, you see another 50 paisa up and down, gap move, gap up, gap down. So even that is not, that has slightly reduced because banks are allowed to participate in NDF's market. So all these things is helping rupee not to become very volatile. So I think 2021 will continue to see. So the most important asset class, as per my understanding, for 2021 would be gold. The bullion market would be the more important market, wherein, you know, everyone will be eyeing that market. Everyone is looking at that market. And 2021, I think that would be a much better asset class to invest as compared to currencies.
Right. I understand that your target for rupee is around 76. So I can assume that you're not expecting rupee to touch 80 by 21, right?
Yes. Standing today, I don't have an expectation rupee will touch 80 in 2021.
What about other currencies globally? Because after Brexit, the pound and the euro are also important because of the Brexit deal. And the Chinese currency, which has an impact on the other economies. What about the other global currencies outlook for 21?
So if you talk from euro and GBP perspective, because dollar index is depreciated and it is depreciating, it is continues to depreciate. There is a major impact on euro and GBP. And of course, Brexit was also another important thing. So Euro perspective, if you see, it has been a very volatile year for Euro, for that matter, even for GBP. Right. So Euro as of now is trading. So Euro USD, that is 1.22. So it has been a very good year for Euro, GBP 1.34. So there is a chance that we may continue to see Euro and GBP appreciating from here, and dollar index continues to depreciate. So see, if you see, everything is linked. I don't believe rupee to go to 80 because I think dollar index will fall. If dollar index will fall, Euro and GBP will increase. And if Euro GBP is increasing, dollar index is falling, gold automatically being the safe haven and the next asset class to dollar, it will increase. So, so if you put it in the entire perspective, what I said, dollar will depreciate, Euro GBP will appreciate, rupee will not depreciate much. It will be on an appreciate. It will not appreciate because RBI is intervening. It will not depreciate because of dollar index falling. So I said rupee will be more or less in a range. And then I said bullion's market is looking good because dollar index is falling. So everything puts in a picture, perspective.
Right. So if I have understood you correctly, basically for 2021, rupee would have a similar year as 2020. And probably the geopolitical issues will have a bigger impact on currencies worldwide.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, Rahul, for giving us that perspective, and wish you a very happy new year.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you, and wish you a happy new year too.
Thank you. For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at @nasreenstory. You can also reach out to us at @htsmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.